Has it been a while since you flipped that thermostat from heat to cool? Turn to the experts at Griffith Energy Services before you do for an $88 AC start and check to make sure your AC is in tip-top shape. Griffith specializes in Carrier, but services all brands. Visit GriffithEnergyServices.com today. Your local Carrier expert. That's GriffithEnergyServices.com. License number MDHVACR01-2278.
Griffith Energy Services. Doggone dependable.
Hello, this is Sarah Tuberty, your host from Disarming Disability. Enjoy the following program on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea. We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle. Hey everybody! Guess what day it is? Thursday.
Yay.
Or maybe Friday. I don't know how you live your life. But
it's a new day.
It's a new day. New us. New episode. This is Chelsea.
This is Lee.
And we're here to talk about stuff and things.
And we are so excited to talk about stuff and things.
So excited. We're
trying to go up on the end of our sentences.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast talking about public speaking and engagement and how it helps with presentations and sales and talking and the stuff and the thing. So I am putting that into practice.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah. There's actually a few things I want to touch briefly on.
Oh, yeah.
That are coming to me. I've been listening to a couple podcasts. Obviously, I am a podcast slut.
Same. Can't lie.
There was a podcast, Feel Better in 5, and I can't remember the guy's name. Go buy his book, look up Better in 5. But he was talking about people set these motivations and, like, goals and stuff where they're at the peak of their motivation. So, like, for example, exercising. Like, I feel bad about myself, but you know what? I'm going to change it today. I'm going to go and I'm going to crush it, and I'm going to do 4 days of the week in the gym, blah, blah, blah. And then they fail because he was saying you should set your goals at your valley of your motivation versus the peak because that's something obtainable. So he says Feel Better in 5 is like, you know, when you're doing something every day, like if you brush your teeth, you don't set that in your schedule. You just know you're going to do it. People who make coffee in the morning, no one has to be like, hey, you need to wake up and go make coffee. You wake up and make it because you're going to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Or eat your lunch or whatever. So before you do that or while you're doing it, preferably while you're doing it, do some squats, because this is what changed my mind on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For a whole week, for 3 times a day for 5 minutes, so a total of 15 minutes broken up into 3 segments, 5 minutes at a time, you do something that's really bad for you for 5 straight minutes. Example, you eat ice cream 3 times a day for 5 minutes straight. Those 5 minutes, how are you going to feel after? Probably not super great.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do something so negative or bad or damaging to your body for 5 minutes and make such a big effect on you, why wouldn't it have the same effect to do something positive?
Yes.
Like, I never thought about it like that, because I was like, 5 minutes, that's not going to do anything. But that's not true. It gets you like moving, going. It's something you can absolutely put into your day.
Yeah.
Like if you're microwaving a meal and it has to microwave for a minute and 50 seconds or 5 minutes or whatever, you can do push-ups on your against your countertop. You can do some high knees, some jumping jacks. Basically, just multitask.
I like that. Well, and when you break it down into fives,
it's very easy.
It makes it a lot more manageable. It's like, oh my God, it's not like this huge commitment of,
No. You know.
And I love the fact of realizing, because I'm really bad at planning during my highs. And I, like, get really overambitious.
Yeah.
A lot of life choices I'm still paying for during my really overambitious times, you know. But
if you plan something when you're at your valley, it's like you're going to plan it in a manageable way.
Yeah.
Because when you don't feel good and when you're like not having a good day, mm-hmm. you're not going to be like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to take over the world. It's like, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to try to meditate for 5 minutes, you know?
Exactly. Or like do and yoga. You will. Yeah. For 5 minutes to do just like some yoga or some meditation until it becomes a habit because it's so easy to put into your day.
I love that.
So I thought that was dope.
That is dope. That's great.
And our little friend Allison told me about this app called Nebula for astrology.
Oh.
And I'm going to share my astrology with you guys today.
Oh. Is it like CoStar?
Yeah.
Similar? Okay.
Similar.
Tell me.
Focus of the day is career. Oh. My horoscope for today is this day can be favorable for new opportunities. This may be a new place of work, a successful purchase or investment offer. Stars advise thinking about changes that the world offers you. It can drastically change your life and make you really happy. You will also experience significant personal progress on many issues. The stars advise you not to stop and try to squeeze out even more. With such peace, success is quite close. Or with such pace, I'm an idiot. Success is quite close.
Dang.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know. So, on that note, I'm going to tell you guys something I've been working on. The business, Blissful Babe Business Masterclass.
You guys, I'm so excited for you to talk about this. This Boop. Is freaking amazing, and Chelsea's been working freaking hard. I'm going to toot her horn real quick.
Toot, toot.
And what she's been doing is awesome. Thank and, like, you. Getting out of her, like, comfort zone and doing exciting things that she, like, likes to do. So, yes, oh my gosh, girl, go talk about it. I want to hear about
it. Yes. So, a while back, we had an amazing guest, Caroline the Divine. And she's wonderful. Great. She's a manifestation coach. And so her and I were like, let's do this together. So we are launching a program called the Blissful Boss Mastermind. I'll send all the links so you know all the words, all the everything. But we're doing this. It's going to be launching at the end of September. And it's basically taking business and sales and meshing it with mental health and manifestation. So for anybody that's like, you know, there's just more to me. There's something more I want. I want more, but I don't know how to do it. Or I'm there, but I'm overwhelmed. Well, we have one-on-one coaching, plans, workbook, everything to be like, okay, let's strip it down and let's make it work for you. So we're taking my experience, her experience, and we're basically turning it to be exactly what you need and put you in the best position you possibly can. So we're real pumped about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. What's the timeline on this? When can people learn about it? All that good stuff.
I will have a link and everything that I'll post on my page.
Mm-hmm.
But registration is going to start the end of September.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I actually think we're opening up for registration. I have it in my handy dandy calendar. Mm-hmm. Hold, please. I have a very crazy life. So we're going to be opening it up on the 21st of September.
Girl.
So there's payment plans, there's options, whatever, but we're just trying to get your business right, your mind right, and make you a lot of money.
Oh, what could be better?
Mm.
Good for you. I'm proud of you. For real.
Thank you.
I'm very excited. Amazing. Very, very excited.
Good.
So,
good.
My astrology lines up perfectly to tell you all about
that. Absolutely. Are you a Virgo?
Virgo, baby.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and my Virgo. Planet is Mercury.
Your moon? Or
Let me look on here. I'm pretty new to this. I was learning all about it. My modality is, no, that's not the one I want to, I'm an ascendant Gemini.
Oh.
My earth is element, my
what's your moon
sign is Sagittarius.
Oh, okay. You know what, we have a lot in common because obviously my sun is Gemini, my moon is Scorpio, but my ascendant sign is Sagittarius.
Really?
Yes, queen.
See, my planet is Mercury.
Okay.
And my matches is a Capricorn. Ooh. Adam is not a Capricorn.
Really?
But we make it work.
Girl. We make it work.
We make it work. Yeah. The sun in Virgo, the fifth house. Literally, there's so much to learn.
Go up to the top.
I want to know what my planet is.
Mercury, girl.
My doesn't say this.
Get this app. It's really cool.
Mine just says...
Nebula.
Mercury Pluto? Is right there. But... So mine is like... It's like your sun... your sun is in Gemini. So, but like your Mercury... My Mercury is in Gemini. Do you know what I mean? That's why I'm confused at the planet, because I've never seen that before.
Yeah. And look but how pretty this girl is.
That's a beautiful app.
It really is.
That is a good looking app. This one is
And it tells you about your palm. You take pictures of your palm and it reads your lines for you.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's tight.
Nebula, guys. Nebula.
I might download...
My polarity, I can't read. I'm an idiot. Is 60% feminine, 40% masculine. My modality is mutable. Sure.
Yeah. I know what that means. Mutable. Oh my gosh, I learned about this. It's certain signs are mutable or not, and it means like
I'm like flexible.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm 40% mutable, 30% fixed, and 30% cardinal.
Dang, girl.
And I'm 50% earth, which explains why I love plants so much. And I got a green little thumb.
See, I'm air. I'm an air sign, so I don't know what
I'm only 20% air.
Flighty, I guess.
10% water and 20%
my
fire.
My brain's just full of air.
I'm an airhead. Like, what?
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, do it. Everybody should, really. I'm all about learning about yourself.
Dude, I'm telling you.
It makes such a big difference.
It really does.
It just helps you.
Understand yourself and understand others.
And my key phrase is, I analyze. I feel like that's pretty fitting for me.
Yes. It definitely is. All right. Okay, I'm downloading this one. No, for sure. Sorry. We're still on a podcast. And we're still here.
And we're coming back.
And I'm going to download Nebula after this.
Yes.
After this is over.
Yeah.
So.
Let's do it.
Today on the pod, our subject that we are going to be talking about, which I think is very relevant in both of our lives lately. Well,
and that's where this podcast came from, is a conversation that we were having. Mm-hmm. And it was like both like light bulb. It was like, this is what we need to talk about.
Yes.
It just made a lot of our friends are going through this right now. Mm-hmm. We're going through this right now. We know y'all are going through this right now. I have a friend who's like teaching her kids. Her husband's out of state for work. She has her own business. And she's like, I feel like I have to give up on my dream of my business so I can be a mom because my husband can't be here. My kids can't be in school.
Gosh.
And I'm like, no, absolutely not. That's not fair. Like, we'll figure it out. I'll make my schedule. I'll whatever.
Right.
You're doing literally, she's running this fan club, the supporters group. She's working it. For the Kentucky Human Rights, you're running your business.
Yeah.
You're trying to make it work.
Ugh.
And maintain a social life.
Yes.
Stressful.
And, like, it's so hard.
It's
so hard. But, so with all that being said, our conversation is, pretty much based on the fact that we feel like we have seen a lot of people and seen ourselves, especially this year, with how the pandemic has affected work life, with how, you know, a lot of, like, social justice issues have affected our mentality. Ooh, we have this need to try and do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what that does is it spreads you way too thin. And that is a very difficult thing to do, especially, mm-hmm. I think it ties into what you were talking about earlier with, you know, when you're really motivated and you're feeling good, you're like, I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to take over the world this week. But sometimes when you do that, especially when you're in, like, a very hectic mindset, it'll make you give, like, you know, let's say you have 10 things you have to do this week because you've planned them. And on Sunday night, you were like, I've got this. This is something
I'm going to do. I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to run.
Absolutely.
And I'm eating egg whites and salsa and nobody's going to tell me otherwise.
Totally. And you know what you do? You wake up Monday and you run at 5 a.m. and then you eat perfectly. And you're like, this is what I'm going to do. And you kill it. You kill it on Monday.
Crush.
And then
Tuesday you wake up and you're like, well, I'm a little tired from yesterday. But you know what? I'm not going to run, but I'll eat egg whites. And then you eat egg whites. And then you do the thing and you eat good all day. And then Tuesday night comes and you're like, ugh.
Then you have a fight over. Feel and she's like, can we get Jimmy John's? You're like, yeah, I ate pretty healthy all day. I can handle that.
Right. And then you just go off track because you go way too ham. And instead of giving, you know, a couple of things that you were going to do 100%, you end up giving a lot of things that you have planned 25%.
100%. Like that phrase, a jack of all trades but a master of none.
Ugh. Yes.
Like.
Yes.
I think, like, you should want to do as many things as you possibly can. But to be really good at one thing, you got to take turns.
You have to.
And that's why there's no such thing as balance.
Correct. Or, like, even if you do have the desire to do all these things, make them experiences.
Yeah. You know,
don't make it something that's going to put stress on you. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't start a new job and organize a supporters group. No, but, you know, like, don't try to become, like, the head board member of, like, a million different projects, essentially. Yeah. Because instead of, like, just trying to experience it and maybe, like, be a little bit involved for your own happiness, sometimes, like, overcommitting to too many things can just, it makes you be really horrible at all of them, and then you're not doing yourself or the people that you're working with or the thing that you're doing any favors.
No.
Gosh.
It's, yeah. And then I also feel like you can make so much more money by, like, offering a service to somebody and having them pay more money, but they get a way better experience versus having, like, three people in that time frame and giving them mediocre experience. What happens is they don't tell their friends about you. They, who knows if they'll come back to you. And you worked a lot harder than just, like, gave it all to that one customer and made it count for them and you. Because if you really dive in and you develop those, like, I think our friend Kaylee's really good at this, is like, when she has a client, she makes it a full experience.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, you're going to pay more to her because she's really good at her job. And you're going to tell your friends because she did such a good job. But if she was doing, like, three other clients at the same time and left her foils on too long, and you're like, did she forget about me? You're going to be, like, kind of worried the whole time and not have a great experience.
It's going to be really stressful.
Yeah. So you can't, you know what I mean? So, like, that's something that I even learned from her, just talking to her about things. Like, if I can give, like, less customers better experience, I'm going to get more customers and have better reviews and make more money.
Yep.
And I'm like, I just think that is so smart.
It is. And because it's so hard to not try to do stuff, like, in the moment, because it's so hard to see the future.
Yeah.
But so when you do that, and when you're taking on less clients and giving them more time, it kind of seems like, oh my gosh, I'm devoting so much time to this one person. But what you're really doing is you're building for the future. And building for the future is so, so crucial to being successful. And sometimes you're like, nope, today I just need to make this much money. Boom, boom, boom. I'm gonna knock it out.
But, I mean, for me personally, I would rather have three clients and make just as much money than having 10 clients and making the same amount as three.
Yeah.
Because I can enjoy my day. I can enjoy my experience with these customers. I can give a great service for a fair price. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I'm not worn completely thin. And then I can go home and I can take care of things that I need to take care of at home. And while I'm making my eggs in the morning, I can do my squats. I don't know.
I love that that's your example, because you know why? Before we met up today, I was watching Riverdale and I was doing squats while I was watching it. I know.
Look.
I know.
Get it, girl.
She's getting it together over here.
Get it together.
She's living her best life.
I love this for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So great.
But yeah, it's, I think it's also, this concept seems so simple. Like, yes, duh. When I focus more on one thing, better things will happen, obviously. It seems just like an easier said than done sort of situation, because when you devote so much time to one thing, you get really scared of, like, what if that doesn't work out? Or like, what if I completely fail on that one thing that I'm going in 100% totally. On?
I mean, and I think, like, you can't have all your eggs in one basket type of a thing. Mm-hmm. But you also have to be like, I'm an actual functioning human being. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to do things. Exactly. I need to be able to live a life. Because when you get so bogged down doing a million things, guess what? You get burnt out. Mm-hmm. You get depressed. Yes. You get angry. You get resentful.
Yes.
You get frustrated.
Yes.
And then nothing happens. And sometimes I've taken on so many things because I genuinely want to do a million things. I love being busy. For sure. I love helping my friends. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't feel my face and analysis paralysis sets in. And I'm just like, I don't want to do it all. And then I'm like, oh, I did not do good at that. I just go up in my loft. I tune everything out. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Then I tell myself tomorrow is going to be my day. Tomorrow's going to be my day. And then
magic words.
It's like overbooking yourself leads to putting things off and analysis paralysis, which leads to, like, you know, the whole procrastination thing, which makes you even more stressed out. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think it's great to have like a full schedule and be productive. I don't have a lot of, like, me personally, just like my Chelsea Lee Dupre's personality doesn't mesh well with just like, I'm okay to be okay. I'm like, right. No, you're great. You're awesome. You can do this. Let's make money. Let's crush it. Let's be best friends and let's have fun.
That's you. I know. 100%.
Get up off that couch and let's go. And so, like, I forgot where I was going with this because I was really invested into like being a motivational speaker.
No, we were talking about
like when you just don't, when you give too much and you just don't, you gotta give, you gotta do the things. I get that. But when correct. You go too far in and overextend yourself and like a jack of all trades, a master of none.
Yes.
It leads to.
Oh, we were talking about downfall. Putting all your eggs in one basket and how it's good. Yeah. It's good to diversify.
It's healthy, but that's the thing.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay. I'm coming back. I'm full circling this. This is like think tank 101.
No, it's great. We're just getting the whirlpool going. You know, it'll come back around.
It's gonna be a freaking tornado, y'all. Buckle up. If you're in your car, pull over. But like, so as far as like diversifying and having other things, if I think that's crucial, but it's like different things for like your self-care, making money, valuing like relationships. Like you need to have time for all of those things. Mm-hmm. Not like just a million things of like, I've got to do this. I got to for my house and I've got to do this for work. And I've got to do like when you take caring for yourself out of the equation and like letting your body recuperate, mm-hmm. like you would like the possibility of you failing and getting burnt out and getting depressed and being sad and feeling like all of the things that makes you feel like garbage, you just,
it's not fun.
It's not fun and it's not worth it. And you're not going to give your best and you're not going to get your best results.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Gosh. If you can be consistent and doing just like the little things, like one foot in front of the other, one yep. building block on the corner. Before you know it, you'll be there.
The little things will build up to bigger things. And you don't even realize that they're becoming bigger things sometimes.
Mm-mm. No.
Sometimes you just got to trust the little things.
Trust the process.
You know?
Yeah.
Gotta trust the process. Yep. Like, yeah.
I think the biggest thing that made me really open my eyes to that, because it's something that you hear all the time, but when I was listening to that podcast of him being like, if I just ate something bad or if I drank soda for all like 5 minutes three times a day, or if I was just drinking soda all the time, like that makes you feel bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little thing, but it makes like your teeth feel yucky. It doesn't make you feel good. It makes you retain weight. It makes you inflamed.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like 5 minutes, 15 minutes every day or whatever, yeah. consuming like a liter every day of soda, a liter, what is that? That's hardly anything.
Yeah.
Okay, big deal. But over time, that little thing does make you feel good. A liter, if you drink a liter of water, it's not going to make you feel bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And that, you know what? I feel like we equate a lot of things to diet and working out on this pod, but they're so applicable to mental health, to business, to everything, because mm-hmm. your body is a mimic of everything that happens in life, because it is biology, it is science.
It's your vessel to get to things.
Absolutely. And such a good example of this that I will personally talk about is gained weight over quarantine.
Who didn't?
And I gained about maybe 13 pounds.
I mean, this bee still looks fire.
I was very lucky. Well, I was lucky in two spots, unlucky in one, because I gained it. I'm 5'2", by the way. So gaining 13 pounds is a lot for my body shape. It all went to my boobs and all went to my butt. And then 1.5 pounds went right here under my chin. It was the most angering of all of them. But I lost 3 pounds in the course of 2 weeks mm-hmm. because I was like, you know what? I really want to diet. I want to go in. But I was like, you know what? I know if I do that, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight and then gain it all right back. Mm-hmm. So instead, all I did was you know what? For 2 weeks, I'm just going to cut out two things, which was candy, which I eat one day a week now.
Great.
And drinking, which I only do 2 days a week now.
Great.
Because, again, it's not like I was binge drinking every single night, but it's like I'd be bored and I would go see Kaylee and we would have a couple glasses of wine while we're, you know, after we worked out. Or, you know, yeah. I'd be at home. I'd be like, you know what? I really want to watch this movie. I'll have a couple glasses of wine. It was just like I didn't think about it because I'm not like going out to bars and like getting wasted. But those are still calories.
Yep.
You know? And all I did was I changed those two little things and I didn't feel like anything was happening. But then I lost 3 pounds.
Yeah.
It's just like, look at that progress.
And you know where a lot came from?
The chin.
It's gone.
Is it really?
Yeah, you look great.
Oh my God.
You have a really nice jawline.
Oh, I love you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, sometimes you don't realize that little choices are making a huge difference,
or little things that you do that you don't realize change people's days, like telling someone that they look nice, or telling them they did a really good job on their work, or telling them, you know, complimenting them, not even necessarily on their looks, mm-hmm. but complimenting, oh my gosh, your house looks so great, or oh my gosh, I love how you wrote this, or somebody being like, hi, with a smile. That can change somebody's day. Something absolutely. So small. So if you don't think 5 minutes of doing something healthy for you isn't going to make you feel better,
yeah,
you're delusional.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Gosh.
So for what it's worth.
Yeah. And being healthy and making these small changes in yourself, though, can help you immensely.
Yeah.
If you're trying to commit to something and go all in and work really hard on anything. These are things we have to remember, because working hard is not just working hard. It's not just waking up and working on that thing. It's mm-hmm. taking care of yourself too.
And I mean, why does it have to be so hard? I think that's such a societal thing. It's you have to be busy. You have to be doing a lot of things. So a lot of times when you're how are you? I'm fine. I'm just super busy. I'm busy. Yeah, no duh. Everybody's busy. But why does it have to be so hard? It doesn't.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
Ugh, freaking capitalism, you know?
Got the goods and the bads and all the in-betweens.
Live to work, work to live.
I know. It's we'll talk about that.
No.
It's I love that I can work and make money, but it's at the same time, I work to live in the house that I'm never in because I'm working.
Yes.
I gotta work to pay for the clothes that I need to wear to work.
Yes. It's gotta need to work more so I can buy more work clothes. Literally. That's the most annoying thing.
It is frustrating. But I also love that you could start a business and have a great life from it.
Ugh. That's a privilege, you know?
It is.
It really is.
1,000.
Yeah.
But just don't spread yourself so thin. I think it's good to have a schedule. Be busy or occupied,
mm-hmm.
but just tell yourself if you really wanted to do it, you could.
You could, not get out the shoulda, woulda, couldas.
No, if you really wanted to, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then find what you really are, like, passionate about and dedicate a good amount of time to that. You know what I mean? Exactly. And it all starts with doing little things at a time, and then you can manage your schedule.
Yes.
So much better versus, like, jumping all in all at once.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? Instead of, like, being like, yes, let me... I've mastered my schedule, so now I can add another little thing to it. Like, I really want to be a part of that. So, I, you know, I feel comfortable now. Mm-hmm. I can adapt that into my schedule.
Yeah. You know what's a really good sub point that I can make to go along with this that I think would be very helpful? Learn to say no to
people. Oh, my gosh. Lee, I was literally about to be like, if she says say no, I'm going to freaking lose my mind. No, I did. It was because we passed energy. Lee, we did. Lee was like something like, thank you. I love you. And she just, like, touched my forehead. And so we just laughed about it for a second. She's like, I'm just, like, transferring my thanks. And I know that sounds... I'm going to listen to this tomorrow and be like, what the freak? Like, Chelsea, what are you doing? But, like, you don't have to understand, okay? She just transferred know that me that the happened, thoughts.
And that's just happened again right now. When I said, say no.
Yeah,
say
no to people. It came to me. Yeah, absolutely. No. The power of no. We had an episode about it.
Yeah.
The power of no.
Gosh, you just got to, like... If someone asks you to do something and you know you can't do it, don't say yes because you feel obligated. Because, again, if you're putting more stuff on your plate...
You can't do it the best.
You cannot do it the best.
And then they're going to be mad because you didn't... You freaking screwed it up. And then they're going to be mad. You'll be like, well, I just did this as a favor for you.
Right.
And then you're like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And then you see him at the store and you have to be like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then it's awkward.
I'm going through an experience like that right now.
Oh.
And I have no idea if this person listens to the pod or not, because I'm not going to go into details, but I'll just say one person said that they would do something and I was like, awesome. And now all of a sudden it has been a very long time and they have not done this thing. And I understand because they are very busy.
But if you couldn't do it, don't say you can. If you could have said,
like, hey, I'm so busy in the next 2 months, there's no way. Or, like, could we wait until 2 months? I, obviously, not being a psycho crazy person, would have said, absolutely. Don't even worry about it. Yep. And now, I'm a ball of anxiety all the time because this thing isn't done. And it's driving me crazy. So, I think that sometimes we say yes with the best of intentions.
But
our end game is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Well, here's a few pointers. Ways to say no. Option number one,
no.
No.
Option number two.
I really appreciate you thinking that I would be good at this, but right now I cannot. So love I'm going to have it. To say no for now, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Option number three, I am a mess and I can't add this to my schedule. I love you, but no.
Love all these.
So. Option number four, hard pass.
Hard pass. How dare you even consider me for this? I'm offended. Don't ever ask me this again.
Yep. Depends on your mood. But right. You have four options to choose from. And it
depends
from.
On what the question is, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Be like, or number five, hey, Barbara, please stop delegating and do your own stuff. I've got a job to do. And if you need to just cut ties completely, you can do option six, which is, you consistently take advantage of me. This is not something I'm willing to do, nor do I want to do. So I respectfully decline and say no.
Ugh.
That is a power move.
That's a power move. Because not only are you saying no, but you're insulting them, too.
With a smile on your face. Bless your heart. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that's an insult. I think some people need to hear that sometimes.
Oh, people definitely need to hear that.
Yeah. Dang, those are six really good options.
Yeah. So, this does have a rewind, so you can go back and jot them down.
Yes. Just hit the little back button, maybe like 30 seconds or so.
If you want, you can just type it in your phone and text it to somebody if you are just like, I don't really feel like being confrontational.
Yeah.
You know. Depends on your what Enneagram.
Thank you for reaching out. Please pick from the six responses below to see one, my answer.
No. Two. No, thank you. Three.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. Four. You're a dumb slut. Bye. I mean, we can get pretty creative for you.
We could.
Gosh. Would you like it this way? Hello. Thank you, but no, thank you.
That was really great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's an option seven. Thank you, but no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if someone offers you a piece of gum and you say, they say no, are you going to be offended?
No. No.
Or the other thing. Oh. Mm. And I think we can
dig into it.
End on it if we have to, but.
Do it.
When people treat you bad and have, and like you for like try to be nice to them and then you go back and be like, why do I have to be nice if they're just going to be ruthlessly rude and have no concern for me?
Exactly. Those are the people you need to say no to.
Yes. So like stand up for yourself and say no.
Do it.
There are people like that everywhere. So when you're so concerned about hurting their feelings, it could be like, they didn't bat an eye to hurt yours. And if you can't do this, then just say no. My mom always saying to me, no means no, no means no, no means no means no means no. That was usually when I asked to go hang out with my friends. Because I'd be like, please, please, please. And then she'd just start singing that, and it was horrible. And then I would just walk away, and it worked. So, if someone keeps asking you a question, repeat after me. No means no. Just sing that to them. No means no. No means no means no means no. And then eventually they'll be like, you're so crazy. And they'll just leave.
Yeah. You're so crazy. I don't want to work with you anyways.
Yeah. I think that is the route I'm going to take.
I think.
Because no one's going to be mad at you. They're just like, oh, she's just like crazy.
I was about to say, or like, you could do option 7, which is just annoy them until they don't ask you anymore.
That's usually a great option if you don't like to drive. Just drive really bad, and then they'll be like, I'll just drive.
Oh, God. Yes.
It's sneaky.
It's really
but
smart.
But effective.
Number 7, manipulate. We figured it out. We figured it out. Well, I think we brought out some really great points today, and I
solved
just hope
a lot of world problems.
Solved all the world's problems. I know I feel better.
Good.
And I needed to feel better today, so girl. I'm very happy.
I'm very happy for you.
So just remember, try to commit to things that you know you're going to succeed at,
mm-hmm.
and that you want to succeed at.
And it's okay to take baby steps.
It is absolutely okay to take baby steps, and it's okay to say no to people, because even though you might be able to fit it into your schedule, is that the best thing for you right now?
Yep.
And just say no. Yeah. No one will get mad.
And if they do, then you don't really want to be working with them anyways.
Exactly. Like, why can you not do this yourself? Why are you asking me?
Yeah.
Like, if your life depends on me that much, maybe you need to reevaluate your life.
And pay me a salary.
Thank you. All right.
No, you're worth any.
Yay. Well, okay.
Enjoy this rest of your day this week. You know.
Do it. Please enjoy the rest of
your
day.
Do your thing. And we love you. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to tell their friends.
Yes.
We would appreciate and love that.
And if your friends say no, they don't listen to the podcast, just say, okay, fine. Because that's the lesson that we taught today.
And then when they get in your car, turn it on.
Yes.
So they listen. Manipulation. Lesson number 2.
Here we are. I love it. All right. Everyone, have a wonderful day. We will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.